Yeah, so if some people are coming and they are strongly told, give up meat eating, and you cannot practice bhakti, you cannot go to bhakti without that. Is that a message good?
See, the main focus in bhakti is to inspire people to connect with Krishna. And the more they connect with Krishna, the more they get the higher taste of bhakti, the more they will automatically give up lower taste, including meat eating. So focusing excessively on what we should not do, in general, that is not a very good strategy. Now, there is an atheist gag. Gag means a cheap joke against Christianity. They say that in the beginning was the world, and the world was no.
So the Bible started, in the beginning was the world was God. But they say in the beginning was the world, and the world was no. So this is a very negative conception of religion people have. Religion means, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
That is not our focus. That should not be. Prabhupada did not present Krishna consciousness in that way.
No, even people who were, whose only regulatory principle was breaking all the regulations. That was what Hindus were. And Prabhupada said, come in the chant, Krishna. And actually speaking, you know, the first batch after they took initiation. The next morning when they came for the morning program, Prabhupada said, you have to follow the regulatory principles.
They did not even know what they were getting into.
It's a simple thing. Do we ever see any advertisement that first begins with the price? No. The price of this product, $100,000. Do you want to purchase it? Nobody begins an advertisement like that. First we tell, okay, this is so good, this will make you feel like this, this will do this for you, this will do like this for you. And then, actually most advertisements don't even tell the price. After we get interested in it, then we find, oh, it's so expensive.
Then we have a second option and take it out of the election.
But, when an advertisement focuses on what is good for, what it is going to contribute to your life. Similarly, not in a advertisements are often associated with the commercial sense, but not in the commercial sense. But in the sense of sharing, when we are sharing Krishna consciousness, if we emphasize, oh, you have to follow this, you have to follow that, you have to follow that, then it's like the first thing we are telling people is the price that you are going to pay. No, first thing we should do is we should show them the product. No, we should tell them about Krishna Bhakti and we should give them experiences of how Krishna Bhakti is joyful. And then once they start experiencing the higher taste of Krishna Bhakti, automatically over a period of time, they will give up the other things. So, actually somehow with respect to meat eating, as devotees, we become extremely judgmental. We become extremely judgmental and we look down and scorn people who eat meat. But in today's culture, meat eating is just a part of people's life. So, it's not that they are consciously violent or brutal towards animals. It's just that that's the way they grew up. So, and if there's something which they have been eating throughout their life for a long, long, or for many years, and for them to give it up, may take time. So our focus should be on encouraging them to practice bhakti as much as possible. So I was just in Brisbane just a few months, 1 week ago. So there one devotee couple, they had become devotees. So they were from Bengal. And in Bengal, many people, the Shakta worshipers, they eat meat usually. So she had been coming to temple, that Mataji, and she was making garlands for the deities. So apparently some devotee came and asked, do you eat meat? She said, yes. So she didn't say anything. She goes, yeah, yes, she said. So that senior devotee just took the garland from her hand and in front of it, threw it away. Don't touch the garland, there are other ladies. Oh, she just went back crying from there. Somehow, despite that, she is still a devotee. That's her sincerity. That's her dedication. So, if people want to serve Krishna, yes, we have our standards. But we can't impose our standards on those who are not aware of those standards. Our spirituality is meant to make us more understanding. Not more judgmental. That means, more understanding means that although we are practicing bhakti right now, we have been practicing for many years, we also have so many anarthas which we are battling with at our level.
Now, we may not be battling with the anartha of immediately, but actually the same maya which is tempting us and trapping us at a particular level. We may have greed of a particular kind, we may have pride of a particular way. The same maya that is troubling and trapping us at a particular level, that same maya is troubling and trapping people at another level. Even at that level, maybe much lower than what we are at, but the principle is the same. And just as at our level, for us to give up our anarthas is not easy. Similarly, for others at their level, to give up their anarthas is not easy. Now, if our senior devotee started becoming judgmental with us, now if somebody told me that as long as you are proud of the kind of classes you give, you should not preach about it. Only when you can remember constantly that you are simply an instrument of Krishna, only then you should preach. I don't know if ever in my life I was able to preach. Yes, I have my ego, I admit it. But then I try to control my ego and I try to preach. So just as, you know, our seniors at our level, they give us room to practice bhakti along with whatever anarthas we have. So our anarthas may not be that gross. Others may have gross anarthas, but that is simply their level. So we need to give people room to practice bhakti and recognize that they are fighting battles which may seem insignificant for us. But for them, they are difficult battles to fight. So our bhakti, it should make us more understanding of the struggle that others are going through. Not more judgmental of how fallen they are, that they can't even give up this temptation. So if we are becoming more and more judgmental, then the main reason for that is we are centered on us and how pure I am. We are not centered on Krishna and how I can best serve Krishna. So if that is happening, then if some devotees are being targeted like that, we can, or be told strongly, you have to give up PTD, and we can tell them that you needn't associate with those who are telling you like that. Associate with others and those who encourage you in your bhakti, and then you move onwards in this situation. Okay? Does that answer your question?
But how can we subtly tell them and so guide them there? Is there any way to subtly talk about that topic?
Okay, can we subtly talk about meditating? Generally speaking, there are, during the course of our philosophy, if the Bhakti Vriksha course or something like that, at one particular point we can talk about the regulative principles, but we don't have to target them. It's not that if you're talking about no meditating and throughout the class you're looking at them. Is this mentioned? We do have to tell the standards. We don't have to hide the standards. But first, that is not the first thing that we should tell. And that is not the thing that we should beat them with. We tell the standard and leave it to them. Whether they want to practice it or not. Or how long they want to take to practice it, that's up to them. We encourage them and give them a path to come to close to Krishna. And at whatever pace they want to come, they accept it. Thank you very much.